Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Today's ascendant monopolies aspire to encompass all, to encompass all of existence. Google derives from Google, a number. I didn't know this. Did you know this? Google derives from Google, G-O-O-G-O-L, a number that's one followed by 100 zeros that mathematicians use as shorthand for unimaginably large quantities, like the U.S. debt, for example. Larry Page and Sergey Brin founded Google with the mission of organizing all knowledge, but that proved too narrow. They now aim to build driverless cars, manufacture phones, and conquer death. Amazon, which once called itself the Everything Store, now produces television shows, owns Whole Foods, and powers the cloud. The architect of this firm, Jeff Bezos, even owns this newspaper. The guy's writing at the Washington Post. Along with Facebook, Microsoft, and Apple, these companies are in the race to become our personal assistant. They want to wake us up in the morning, have their artificial intelligence software guide us through our days, and never quite leave our sides. They aspire to become the repository for precious and private items, our calendars and contacts, our photos and documents. They intend for us to turn unthinkingly to them for information and entertainment while they catalog our intentions and aversions. Google Glass and the Apple Watch prefigure the day when these companies implant their artificial intelligence in our bodies. Brin has even mused, quote, "Perhaps in the future we can attach a little version of Google that you just plug into your brain," close quote. These people are mad, folks. Absolutely mad.